And then she is outside in the sea, bathed in sparkling, effervescent bubbles, streaming upward.
"Wait for me,"
cries the rainbow fish, and he comes darting up to join her in the brilliantly quivering ribbon of light.
"Now you found me just as I found you. I knew you would. I knew it. Faster, faster. It's almost sunrise. There's no time to lose."
And they swish their tails, for this time they are both shining rainbow-colored fish, and shoot upward, surrounded by the vibrating liquid globes of light. As she ascends, the old fisherwoman, now a fish herself, can feel many creatures hatching inside her and joining her upward rush. Inside her body, the fluidly reshaping boundary of an all-containing world, a flock of wild geese take flight. A school of dolphins swerve upward. A horde of monkeys scamper up a tree. One after another, as the darkness she has taken inside her kindles into light, they are released into her upward flight. A swarm of fireflies, a solitary soaring eagle, a twining of honeysuckle vines, a core of leaping young ballerinas.
"I'm dancing!"
"Hurry, upward to the surface before the sun rises."
I remember. It's impossible to hold still. You can never hold still. Every moment is a movement. Every particle of us is in motion always. If you're here, you're dancing. Why, when I was a girl, I knew that. Oh, how I knew that. I could never dance fast enough or slow enough or high enough or low enough to partner with the moment that was always dancing all around me. It's still true. Everything is dancing still, even in an old woman like me.
Above the face of the sea, the first rays of the sun are already spilling over the rim of the horizon. The water around them begins to turn golden as they draw nearer to the surface.